Belinda, and Harper Audio Australia
presents this unabridged recording of Where Soldiers Lie, The Quest to Find Australia's Missing War Dead, written by Ian McFedrin and read by Peter Byrne. In memory of Dr. Jim Burke, AM, MG, PhD. Forward. For more than 100 years, nobody from our family visited the grave of my great-great-uncle, Lance Corporal Hugh James McMahon, where he lay on the Western Front in France. A machine gunner with the 1st Australian Machine Gun Company, young Hugh was killed in action on the night of the 11th of November 1916, near the French village of Fleur in the Somme Valley. He'd already seen battle at Lone Pine at Gallipoli, where he'd been seriously wounded before recovering and rejoining the war. He was just shy of his 21st birthday when he died. It was not until my cousin, Deb, herself the mother of 3 young men, took Uncle Huey under her wing, determined to find where he lay, that I became aware of the full story. She set about researching his life and death in a bid to find him and have his name added to the roll of honour on the war memorial in his hometown of Braidwood, New South Wales. I'd reported on the searches for Australia's missing war dead on many occasions, but Deb's search for Uncle Huey made it personal. For the first time, I felt for myself the emotions that drive the descendants of those who die in war to find where they lie. Unlike many thousands of others, Uncle Hugh McMahon was buried in a marked grave. So after Deb's research, and with the help of historian and author Will Davies, finding his final resting place and paying my respects to him in May 2018 on the Western Front became possible. It is a different story for the estimated 35,000 Australian war casualties who still remain missing on 20th century battlefields around the world. There are 23,379 Australians still unaccounted for from World War I, the most savage of modern wars, including about 17,000 in France, 4,000 in Belgium, and 2,000 in Turkey. About 7,000 lie as unknown in war graves on the Western Front. Anyone who walks across the old battlefields of northern France, among the bullets and other detritus that still litters the ground, might be treading on the mortal remains of young Australians who are still missing in action. A further 12,000 are missing from World War II, including 3,100 Royal Australian Air Force personnel and 2,500 soldiers in New Guinea alone. Another 43 Australians, among them 18 RAAF flyers, remain missing in action in North Korea. Thanks to a determined veteran called Jim Burke and dedicated defence investigators, the final 6 Australians missing from the Vietnam War came home between 2007 and 2009. The missing are commemorated on memorials in Australia and around the globe, in places such as the Australian National Memorial at Villa Bretonneux in France, with its 10,772 names. There are 6,195 on the Menin Gate in Ypres, Belgium, 4,222 at Lone Pine in Gallipoli, 2,225 at the Labuan Memorial in Malaysia, 1,299 at VC Corner Cemetery at Fromelles, 741 at the Sydney War Cemetery at Rookwood Memorial Park, and just a single name on the Brookwood Memorial in Surrey, England. A small band of investigators, including historians, archaeologists, anthropologists, scientists, and passionate amateurs, are dedicated to finding and identifying the remains of Australia's unrecovered war.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?